Books and Arts.
Johnson. Eiffel Power. The Rights and Wrongs of a French Bid to Ban Accent Discrimination.
In the early 1790s, French revolutionaries commissioned a priest, Henri Grégoire, to take a census of the languages spoken in France. His findings were eventually titled A Report on the Necessity and Means to Annihilate the Patois and to Universalize the Use of the French Language. Grégoire was a pioneering believer in racial equality, a fact that may seem to fit oddly with his passion for eradicating linguistic diversity. But to him, it made sense. French was the language of liberation, and those without it could be kept in ignorance. How very French, their British cousins might chuckle. The same people who introduced the metric system and, unsuccessfully, tried to replace the Gregorian calendar can seem to have a mania for top-down reform and standardisation. Now, some Britons are chuckling to see this approach enlisted in the name of tolerance. On November 26th, the National Assembly passed a law forbidding accent discrimination. If it gets through the French Senate, severe cases, say denying someone a job because of how they speak, could result in 3 years in prison or a fine of €45,000. That's $55,000. How very French. The country certainly has biases to amend. In America, regional accents can be heard in the highest office in the land, Donald Trump's New York, George W. Bush's Texan. In Britain, the BBC has expanded the variety of accents heard on its broadcasts. By contrast, regional accents in France are far tougher to find in high places. This makes it harder for the French to associate intelligence and competence with anything but standard Parisian. At best, French politicians, like some elsewhere, switch between their local accent when in the areas they represent and the standard Parisian kind when in the capital or on television.